Very good performance at the weekend. A little bit unlucky with the result. What do you make of it afterwards?
Yeah, I think there's when you look at it back and you not only does the stats tell you a story, but your eyes told us a story in the day. But looking at it back, there was nothing in the first half for either team really to be note of. But the second half was a superb performance, and if we'd have scored 4 or 5, it might have been justice. And of course, it's a team game, and we needed a goalkeeper to make a world class save to let us leave the valley with a point. But it's certainly a game we look back on and say it's 2 points we're left in London.
Yeah, and looking at the performance, who pleased you most out of what you saw?
I think a lot of the players pleased us. I think it's we can often speak about individuals because they win games, but we didn't win the game. So I thought people at Dallas were just simply outstanding. I think Bridcut was a big catalyst for the loan. Had Ayemi and Cook to be as effective as they've been. And I think we're defending really well as a unit. The teams in this level are always going to create a chance or a half a chance, and that's when you rely on the guy between the sticks. So pleased with all of them.
Did you speak to Tom afterwards about the missed chances, or just let it go? So you didn't miss on purpose, did
he? No, listen, the pleasing thing if you're Tom Adeyemi's manager is he's getting into some wonderful positions. You know, he gets a goal against Hull City. He misses another one against Hull City, and in the previous games where we deployed him in there at Fulham and at Bolton, he's missed chances, but that means he's getting in the box, and we'll keep encouraging him to get in there. I think it's often we've said it's a fine line between winning and not winning, and Saturday not only just Tom's chances but Cookie's chance and different balls across the box. There was a lot of fine lines, but you know, we're pleased with his contribution.
There was some great attacking play from the team as well, but it is another clean sheet for you, isn't it?
Well, I think you try and build something on the basis that if you're not conceding goals, you always have a chance of winning games. And I think there's no disputing that this team was possibly set up to play with one striker in terms of the recruitment thought process back in the summer. We're going to try and affect that in January, but for now it's good if you have a steady base, and if you build a house, you're going to make sure your foundations are right. If they're not right, then it'll fall down sometimes. So we need to make sure the defending's right, but we've been working quite hard on the offensive play, because in a number of matches recently we've been totally dominant. You know, Fulham away, Bolton, you know, Rotherham, we've been totally dominant and no taking the chances.
It's another clean sheet. You've got Saul Bamber. Is he likely to be fit? You said last week it was a bit early for him. Is he in contention?
Yeah, he's been training. Big man's trained really well yesterday, so we've got some decisions ahead of the game to make.
And looking at the team in general, you said on Saturday you feel they're starting to play the way you want them to play. Do you feel there's a lot more to come from this team?
Yes, I do. I've said it probably takes a couple of months as your manager to work out what's best for those players. It takes you a couple of months to work out who needs a telling off at times and who needs an arm around the shoulder, and you don't learn that in a week. You know, some of the best managers in world football will tell you it takes a lot of time. So we're starting to be on top of that now. So there's more to come from certain individuals, and we're well aware that the group as a whole needs one or two pieces of more quality added to it.
The big disappointment, I guess, from the weekend is the loss of Gaetano Berardi. What is the diagnosis with that one?
Well, he's got some ankle ligament damage, so has been reported since. We're probably looking at a period of around 8 weeks. Now, it could be slightly before that, or it could be slightly longer. I think that'll depend on a number of things. It'll depend on a scan next week that says what they've seen this week is mirrored, and it's the same. And then a lot of it does really come down to the healing process and time scales in the boy's body, and people are all different. And that is often the difference of could it be 6 or 7 weeks, or could it be 8, 9 or 10? It'll be how quickly Berra heals up. But he'll be missed. He's been fantastic for me, probably my most consistent player since I joined the football club. And but he's a good character to have around, and you know, we're missed.
Going to bring back the question of the Sam Byram thing. It just won't go away, this will it? You made your position clear. Does it change now given this injury?
No, I don't change. If I think it's right for Sam Byram to play, I'll pick him. I certainly won't be phoning anybody and asking them. So if I think it's right for Sam Byram to be in the team, he'll be in the team.
I was asking in respect of his contract situation, because you were saying that if he hasn't committed by January, you'd be looking to move him on.
That's exactly the same. Nothing has changed in that front. That's my decision. It would be up to the football club, of course, as to whether they could agree something with another club to do that. But I'm still an optimist. I always have been an optimist in my life, and I'm hopeful that Sam will want to stay at Leeds United. I really do look from outside the situation of the contract. I'm not involved in it and wonder where we're going to go that's bigger and better than here. I just don't see it. But, you know, I've very much got my Leeds United hat on.
Two unbeaten, you're going to Molineux. It's always a tough place to go. What have you made of Wolves' start to the season?
I think very much like us. I think they've been very good in games and not so good in others, but they've shown a real resilience lately. They've not been losing matches, they've been drawing a lot of matches, but they've been in a tough cycle of games. You know, Kenny's a man that I know particularly well. I've come across him on many occasions, and he builds powerful teams. He builds teams that like to counter-attack with pace and with some style. And going to Molineux, I've been there on a couple of occasions now where there've been fantastic games of football. So we hope tomorrow night's another fantastic game in front of the live cameras, and we hope we can come back with the points.